Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Jake Jornstead, CEO of Myriad Mobile. How's the learning curve for some of those business-oriented apps? You know, you come into an organization, you got some different varieties of ages, for example. You got some different varieties of computer pedigree. How's the learning curve on something like that you guys are building?
Well, one of the things that any good software company needs to pride themselves in is, in my opinion, is a user interface that's super, super simple to understand, to get started, that's self-explanatory. Everything from an app that might have some tips on how to get started to an app that literally has a walkthrough before you ever use it, so you totally understand the features before you have to dive in and use it. Those are things that we do to try to lower that barrier of entry for people to learn. But what we're finding out is the general workforce today is very adept at, mobile technology. Everybody's using their phones for different things, and it's really natural for them to just use that for business as well. So we don't see a lot of pushback in that regard, I think. And that's only going to get better. That problem will solve itself over time, I think.
Oh, I think you're right. I think, I got a cell phone in 1997. I got rid of my TV in 2007. So I've been an early adapter to a lot of this stuff. And it takes people, 5 years later to really kind of come accept it. But then it seems like those people that had the learning curve, they start digesting it a lot more than the average person. So I think you're absolutely right. What was the other question I had for you in regards to, startups and entrepreneur type talk? I've seen you speak a couple times. Are you guys doing any business out in the Bakken? Are you have any energy companies? And then I'm going to transition into startups next. But just, do you guys have a Bakken experience at all?
We it was never big for us. It never was something that we definitely saw opportunity, but for some reason we just weren't able to maybe grasp the opportunity that was ahead of us, or maybe be introduced to the right people. And so we didn't do a lot of business necessarily in the Bakken. We're doing business with companies who definitely have either benefited or are working in the Bakken in some way, but not directly with any energy companies other than the ethanol groups. But we're doing work for everything from companies like Bobcat, who obviously have machinery out there, to some of the construction companies who have benefited from some of the activity out there, but not any direct energy-related companies, just the ancillary services that have been provided out there. We've been working with those kind of companies.
Sure, okay. How about startups, entrepreneur? I was just talking with Jeffrey Waring. He's the director for entrepreneurship out at the Black Hills State, and we were just talking about how a lot of these prestigious universities and some of the old guard, so to speak, kids aren't really looking at them anymore. They're looking at places like the Black Hills and some places without population. And Doug Burgum and I have talked about bike paths and just really thrown out quality of life and outdoor rec and kind of whatever suits their fancy or whatever their pleasure is. You're in a technology-based industry. Are you finding that that's kind of the future of the next generation of workers, is that, they're not going to get caught up with, the old, has to be New York or Chicago. I mean, like when I was growing up, there was like six cities that if you got a job and you were set for life. I don't see that anymore, is what I'm kind of getting at.
Yeah. Well, I think the very simple reason is that the internet has been so prolific in allowing people to do work from anywhere in the world, and that's not even a joke anymore. It's for real. You can do work. A lot of this work can be done anywhere. That now you have the freedom to say, well, I don't have to live in this certain area where that business is. I can work from somewhere else, or there's software and interesting businesses being created in places that aren't just the Valley or on the East Coast. As soon as that happened and people realized it, nobody actually wants to live the suburbs of San Francisco or like downtown Silicon Valley, because it's really not a good experience. I mean, it's literally cement everywhere. You have it's hours to go anywhere that is outside of a city feeling, and it's not necessarily, the culture isn't necessarily that unique or interesting that it would draw you to stay in a place that you're not feeling great about. So when you realize that you have options now outside of that, the whole world changes. The way people look at where you can work and how you work and what your interests are, you no longer look at just the job. You're looking at the culture of the city. You're looking at the surrounding area and activities. And you might think, you know, maybe from our perspective, you might think Fargo is not necessarily high ranked on that. But if you look at a lot of the studies that have been coming out for entrepreneurial cities, cities that are attracting entrepreneurs, best places to start your business, North Dakota and Fargo in particular has been top 10 on a lot of those lists. And it's because the culture is great. Outdoor activities are strong, especially in the summer. The work ethic is good, and there's a lot of interesting companies being built here that are doing financially well, and including ourselves, that are able to go and hire, you know, hire good talent and pay them well. And your dollar goes a long ways in North Dakota, as you guys know. So
what's next for you guys? I mean, you've got a pretty good base, it sounds like. You've got some customers that or have some pretty good name recognition. You've made a list of fastest growing companies. So what's next on your guys' agenda?
We've got a 3 to 5 year vision on where we want to take the company. We've got a revenue goal of $10 million in revenue in the next 3 to 5 years. We've got a goal for just continued growth. I think next year is going to be one of our, you know, this year was a good year of growth and a good year of profitability, but next year is going to be a spike, I think. If you were to look at our timeline, next year is going to look like we got on a rocket ship and started moving in the right direction. We're pretty excited about that. So that's, growth is big. I think our focus is actually going to become more and more narrow versus offering more and more services. We're actually going to be more focused. Agriculture today, if I was going to make a prediction, agriculture might be the only industry we focus on in the next 3 years. And specifically, we are developing already some products in-house that the difference between a product that we would develop and what we do normally is every time we want to grow with the team, with what we do today for services for the companies, we have to add more people, right? We have to add 2 people for every, you know, 5 or 10 customers we might have. We have to add new team members to keep the growth and keep our capabilities there. But if we were to build a product that can scale on its own and exponentially with cloud technology, we don't have to add as many bodies to serve the customers and also to generate the revenue. So we've been working on a couple products, and one of them specifically is going really well. It's in the agriculture market for elevator companies and grain companies. So it's called Scale. We call it M-Agri, and it's focused on scale tickets. So we digitalized the scale ticket solution, and we're expanding that solution into some other parts of the farmer's experience and the co-op's experience or grain companies. So that's another thing that might change our entire business model. If that was to be the number one focus for us in the next few years, that might be a game changer for the whole company. We might change into a product company versus a service company.
I expound on that a little bit, because that's a very loaded question.
Well, first off, the actual result of what you described with the computer science industry is that now we think, you know, we're short tens of thousands, if not millions, of those jobs in the next 5 to 10 years. That's how many we're short. So we're realizing that software is changing everything. Software is eating the world, as Mark Andreessen of Andreessen Horowitz would say. Software is going to change every single industry on the planet, period, including itself, including its own industry, including the software industry. And so that mindset, you have to be okay with that and kind of embrace it. So we have to change just like anybody else.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jake Jornstead, the CEO of Myriad Mobile, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the former Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty. in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomorehead.com. Again, that's livefargomorehead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com.